Tom Jensen is the director of public policy polling, publicpolicypolling.com, their website, and at PPP Polls on Twitter, if you want more news and analysis and information from there as well. Joins us now on the phone to talk about the new survey. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
Let's start on the national level with Joe Biden. The last time we looked at the president's approval rating, it was starting to kind of settle back down to the normal numbers that we would expect. Where do things stand now?
There's been a slight improvement in Joe Biden's standing in North Carolina since we last polled the state a month ago. 45% of voters approve of the job he's doing, 47% disapprove. The last poll we had done, he was at 43% approval, so he's up by a couple points. But what I think is interesting about these numbers is Biden's net approval in North Carolina is -2. He lost the state by about 2 points in November, so he's really sort of on par with where he was on Election Day. Those numbers obviously don't sound thrilling. You'd rather have a positive approval rating. But by this time in their presidencies, both Barack Obama and Donald Trump were starting to put up approval numbers that were a lot worse than how they had done on Election Day in particular states. So it was sort of a situation where nobody who didn't vote for them approved of the job they were doing, and they were starting to lose the votes of some of the people who had started to lose the approval of some of the people who did vote for them. And Biden, by contrast, we're not really seeing that. He hasn't gotten the sort of huge honeymoon period that maybe presidents did in the past when the country was less polarized along partisan lines. I mean, for the most part, if people didn't vote for Biden, they've been pretty consistently saying that they disapprove of him since he took office. But he is at least very much holding on to the support of the people who did vote for him, which at least in comparison to the last couple of presidents puts him ahead of the curve.
What do you think the difference is between this presidency and the last two?
Well, he's certainly taken over much more of a crisis, I think, than the last few presidents had in terms of, COVID on the table. And I think people do think that he's handled it pretty well. Certainly the American Rescue Plan, sort of the cornerstone legislation of his presidency so far, is very popular and does receive a lot of support, even from people who didn't vote for him, because people find the stimulus checks very appealing, among other things. So I think he's basically stepped into a crisis situation and, you know, by most reviews has handled it pretty well. And I think that's helping his numbers hold up.
I think you've said a number of times in the past how important health care is to voters, and I think both Obama and Trump at this point in their presidency is still fairly early on. We're already talking about doing some very big things on health care, both of which were at least unpopular at the time, although Obamacare became more popular later, certainly not in 2009. Biden has not really said too much about healthcare specifically, at least in terms of making big changes or doing big things. Do you think that might have something to do with it too?
Well, I definitely think that, people get antsy anytime you start messing around with the healthcare system. So that definitely did hurt both Obama and Trump. And it's also sort of a question of priorities, I think. In both cases, when they were doing huge healthcare pushes early in their terms, there were a lot of voters who thought, well, you know, is this really what we should be focused on? Or are there other issues that are more pressing that we should be trying to deal with more? And I think what Biden has going for him in terms of his agenda is there's no doubt that the issues that he's focused on over the last almost 3 months now are the issues that the president needs to be focused on. The agenda for what the new president would have to tackle was pretty clear, and Biden has very much stuck to dealing with those issues that are the absolute most pressing for the American public right now.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. So that's Joe Biden. Let's go down a level to the state, because you also polled Roy Cooper's approval rating. Where does he stand?
He's seen a significant improvement from the poll that we talked about a month ago. When we did a poll in late February, he only had a +3 net approval rating, 46% approved, 43% disapproved. and now he's up to plus 12, a 9-point improvement in the last month. He now has a 52% approval rating, 40% disapprove. And there's really not a lot of doubt that his handling of the pandemic and some of the actions and developments that there have been over the last month are really helping his standing. We asked people, do you think Roy Cooper is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job handling COVID? 54% said they thought he was doing an excellent or a good job. And when you add in people who at least say they think he's doing a fair job, you get to 73%. And only 25% of voters in the state said that they thought that Cooper was doing a poor job. And, you know, we talk so much about the polarization and how Democrats are never willing to give Republicans credit for anything. Republicans are never willing to give Democrats credit for anything. It's pretty remarkable to only have 25% of voters in the state say that they think Cooper's doing a poor job handling the pandemic. And a couple of developments since the last poll that we had done statewide, obviously the vaccine rollout's now really going such that most people who want to be able to get a vaccine either have gotten it or are going to be able to get it soon. And also the easing up of the restrictions, I think, on various things in the state, like restaurant capacity and hours, bar capacity and hours, attendance at large scale events, those sorts of things, I think probably has reduced some of the anger from people who were really mad at Cooper, thought he was being too restrictive. The combination of the greater vaccines and the looser rules, I think, are really causing people to give him some support for his leadership.
And then as we start to wrap up, I'm curious about the 6% that changed their minds on that from last month to this month. And there's a couple of developments when it comes to COVID-19. But I'm curious what if anything we know about that 6% of voters or however many it is that seem to have changed their minds from February to March on how Roy Cooper's been handling the pandemic and just his job.
There's no sort of overarching theme to who the small swath of voters who have changed their minds are, but it is very notable that Cooper's at plus 12 when he only won the state by 5 points. What that means is that some people who didn't vote for him in November are now saying, yeah, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job. And because it is so hard to get people to change their minds about anything these days, I'm always very surprised when we see something like this where in a month's time, you have a decent number of people sort of change their mind and say, you know, I'll give him credit. I think he's doing all right. It's just not something we see very often these days.
Again, get more numbers online at publicpolicypolling.com and find more news, numbers, and analysis on Twitter as well at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.